name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From the Book of Common Prayer, the preface for All Saints' Day, who in the multitude of thy saints has compassed us about with so great a cloud of witnesses, which of course echoes Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, where it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So here we are on All Saints' Day. 12 months ago, we had the unique privilege of the debut of Robert McLeod's tune for Hark the Sound of Holy Voices, which we will again sing today. Since that debut of music 12 months ago, we have also experienced Ron Gillis's talent of composing tunes with his composition of for the hymn that I introduced to All Saints, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I thought I would throw out a challenge to both Bob and Ron today to write a new tune for a song I remember from my youth. And perhaps you might all know it. It begins in such way. Born on a mountain top in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed himself a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Well, there's a new hymn for All Saints Day. Believe it or not, Davy Crockett's fame extended to Australia in the 1950s when I was growing up. And he became my first American hero, thanks later to movies and a television series. Unfortunately, my parents never bought me a coonskin hat. Of course, you are now saying we can't possibly change that tune. It's too much part of the song. And you're probably also wondering what Davy Crockett has got to do with All Saints Day. He certainly can't be fit into the chorus of I Sing a Song of the Saints of God, can he, Bob? Well, perhaps if you'll excuse me if I tell you a bit of American history about Davy Crockett and you might see the point. Davy Crockett was born in Tennessee in 1786. And he died, as you probably know, at the Battle of Alamo. And he became a legendary, larger-than-life figure. He was a sharpshooter, though I doubt he killed a bear when he was only three. And he became a member of the state legislature. He was a real person, but of course we know him through the legends, through the song and through movies. And there are lots of legends about him. And we do that with all our heroes, and that's what we do also with the saints. We often find fantastic legends about the saints of God which really test our credibility. But apart from Mary, who is of course entitled Queen of the saints were real people just like you and I. Perhaps they lived lives like us, except for something extraordinary for which they became saints. They, of course, were saints because they were perhaps better Christians than us. They perhaps found it difficult to pray or even come to church, but at the end of their lives, the church looked upon them and said, these were great men and women who showed us the holiness of God. And they showed that by their deeds or by their words, or perhaps just by their lives. I have a number of saints who are my heroes, and perhaps you do too. And one of them is St. Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian Kolbe was a Polish Franciscan who was taken to Auschwitz by the Nazis in 1941. One day there was an escape from the concentration camp, and as a result the guards rounded up a whole lot of men, including Maximilian Kolbe. and they decide to make an example by choosing one of them to go to the gas chamber. And the man they chose was a Jewish man with a family. Father Kolbe protested to the guards and said, "This man has a family. Take me instead." And they did, and he died at the age of just 47. In 1982, Maximilian Kolbe was canonized by Pope John Paul II, and at the ceremony at St. Peter's in Rome was present that same Jewish man whose life Maximilian Kolbe had saved. Maximilian Kolbe was a witness to Christ, a witness to the dignity of being a human in that most awful of places, Auschwitz concentration camp. He witnessed to the dignity of love and life in the most appalling circumstances. And in his own body was a witness to Christ's resurrection. In the words of our preface and the words of Hebrews 12, chapter 1, Maximilian Kolbe was a witness who was surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses in that concentration camp. Also killed in Auschwitz was a young Jewish writer, a young woman called Etty Hillerson. She was quite a writer in her youth, and on the train to Auschwitz, she scribbled a few last notes to friends, some of which have survived. In one note, she said these amazing words: "Someone has to take responsibility for God in this situation. That is, someone has to behave as if God were real. Someone has to make God credible by the way they meet life and death." To make God credible. Etty Hillerson did that by her life and by her death. She was a witness to God, surrounded by witnesses, making God real and credible. When we celebrate All Saints Day, we celebrate all those men and women in every age who have witnessed to the credibility and the reality of God, who, in the words of Etty Hillerson, have made God real by how they lived and, in many cases, by how they died. The first saints recognised by the Church in the early centuries were those who died for the faith in the Roman persecutions. Martyrs, we call them, for the word martyr means to witness. Pray God we may not be called to witness to our faith by martyrdom, but we are called to make God credible by how we live and what we say. There is another point to what the writer of the Hebrews is saying in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, when he says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses." He is referring to all the saints who have gone before us, the saints who are in glory in heaven. There they rejoice with Christ, but they still surround us here on earth. Not physically, of course, though there have been visions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but they surround us spiritually and prayerfully. The saints have run their race. Now they cheer us on to our finishing line in the Christian race. And they don't just cheer us on, they will us to win. Think about last Tuesday, the World Series. The San Francisco Giants were willing their team to win, and they did. And now all those fans rejoice still. It is the same with the saints. They will us to win the race, and they rejoice with us at the victory that awaits us in heaven. And because, like Davy Crockett, the saints are real people as well as legendary, so we know they understand what it is like for us to run the Christian race. So on this All Saints Day, we give thanks to God for all those men and women who have made him credible. And above all, we give thanks that God has made himself credible in Christ, credible in the life and death of Jesus, credible in the lives of that great cloud of witnesses in whom Jesus came alive in their day. And let us give thanks today that not only do the saints inspire us by their lives, but they also assist us with their examples and prayers so that we too may make God credible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.